Blog Talk Radio. Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
Hey, it's Queen Jean tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe. Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Cousin Mercy in the building. And how do we sound? Can you hear me okay?
Your mic sounds nice. Check one.
Check two. What's up, G Lou? And I think Queen is here. Queen, is you here?
Mark. Queen not here, you know what I mean? So that's why I was here on standby, because she already told me, you know, it might be a little hectic, you know. So shout out to Queen. Keep your prayers up. She's not feeling too well, but she said she would be
right.
Here, but she's not yet, so I got her back. But it's all you tonight, Marcy. It's time to step up. But I got your back,
girl. Oh, Lord. yes. Shout out to the queen. And we do want her to feel better. I had a little panic attack just now because I thought I had lost my phone. But praise be, I do not have it.
That will make you have some type of attack. That phone, boy. Hey, that phone.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I just had a straight panic. I was like, I can't run downstairs and go to the car because I had to get on here. And I was like, oh, Lord, just keep it safe. But my middle girl just brought me to it. So thank you, Cam Bam. Thank you, Cam Bam.
Baby girl.
So
you got
some
beautiful
friends.
Little girls, Marcy. Shout out to your
thank
girls,
you.
Man. All girls.
Thank
wow.
you so. I know, right? All girls.
Wow.
All girls, yes. They are a blessing. And I still see them like little girls. I be calling them girls, and they be looking at me like, okay, Mom. They just laugh at me.
Right.
Yeah. But how
that's
are you today?
Though, Marcy,
this fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm cool. Blessed, you know what I mean? I'm not going to
cool
complain
today.
At all, so I'm blessed. Blessed to be here. It's a lot going on, but I'm not going to complain. I'm just blessed to be here. You know what I mean? So thank you
right.
for asking. I'm blessed.
Good. I got a little tidbit of the show yesterday. I'm going to let you, because I do have to pull my stuff back up. But I know we got to get to our sponsors and definitely shout them out one time for their minds.
Yay. I got you. Shout out to our sponsors for the evening. First of all, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole conglomerate, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism, After Six Cruise Mix on Thursday nights, Blog Talk Radio, TweedCadillac.com, baby. Also,
World
Magazine, the number one hip-hop R&B magazine in the world. And we can't forget about Dee Dee Harriston, producer, author, extraordinaire, and those are our sponsors. Also, the GLouShow.com. Go to the website, get tapped in with everything has to do with the G Lou Show, and those are our sponsors, Marcy.
Yay! And of course, you, Mr. G Lou, with that fabulous music we got. What is it? Soul of the Streets, Volume 1 and Volume 2, streaming on all digital platforms. Make sure you check that out for sure. Also, they have the YouTube page for G Lou Show, the Sunday Night Oldies Room Forever. Tonight, also, who are you featuring on your After Hours?
I got an interview with a young Latino homie from the OC,
mm-hmm.
from Fullerton, California. Called Can't Get Right. He's an artist and a big producer. I mean, DJ, I said, but he's an artist as well. So
he's multi-talented.
He'll be on After Hours tonight, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Please tap in, like, share, and subscribe. But we're on there 9:30 Pacific time tonight.
Mm-hmm. exactly.
Thank
so
you, Mark.
Sorry, folks. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about tonight's show.
You
we
got
had
a cold, Hold on. Let me shout out to you. Hold on. Let me shout out to you because I don't be here a lot, so I'm probably talking a lot because I don't ever get to be on here. But shout out to you because, Marsh, you've been doing your thing on this Flashback Fridays every week. You have great. Just call her like the executive producer because she's coming up with a lot of the ideas. You know what I mean? And tonight is no different. Cold playlist tonight of some of the lighter shades of black or brown. So it's going to be a cool time. The lineup and the playlist is crazy. So shout out to you, Marcy. You've been doing your thing, girl.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure. Like I said, I was so thrilled when Queen invited me to do this with you all, and I just been loving it ever since. Music is my heart, and I just hope every Friday I might give a little information that some might may not have known or a song they may not have known, but we like to keep it real and keep it true, so just know that you will hear something very familiar. You didn't heard it before in a rap song or some of this or some of that, So if you feel the urge, go ahead and give us a call at 914-803-4001. Make sure you do press 1 and hold on so Mr. Julu can go ahead and bring you on the air. I did have some stuff I'm going to share with you, but some of it I'm going to just, say it in between time, in between songs. I will give you some blue-eyed soul facts. Number one, the definition of blue-eyed soul, it's also called white soul. It's a rhythm and blues and soul music performed by white artists.
So that's something real.
That's a real thing.
I just thought
you
made that up for tonight.
No, that's a real thing. No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
I thought you made that up for the title.
This has been around since the mid-1960s. Actually, it was a slang term, and it was invoked by music magazines. You remember Life magazine? And they used it for when the Righteous Brothers, they came out with like kind of a soul-inspired, album. So the Righteous Brothers, they were a very big group back in that day in the late 1960s. Other times, it just meant a style and mannerisms associated with soul music sung by white musicians. So many rhythm and blues radio stations in the United States in that period would only play black musicians. So we always used to think, they're not playing. No, we was on that same spectrum. We weren't playing other people's music. So fair is fair, right? Right is right and wrong is wrong. Let everybody get to play. Some began to play music by white acts considered to have a soul feeling. A great example of that, Mr. Elvis Presley, when he was up there moving and grooving and shaking his little hips, he had a little bit of soul going on. And then their music started to be described as blue-eyed soul. Popular artists that really helped coin that phrase, you're going to hear them a couple of times or two tonight. We have Michael McDonald, of course, Tina Marie, Hall & Oates, Phil Collins.
Wow.
List goes on and on. So
you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
The lineup, we got a lot of people, but how you just said it right then, that was like the lineup. Like I was about to, Michael McDonald, he's like at the top for a soul as a white guy. That dude is like, if you didn't see him, you wouldn't know. Hall & Oates, you came right behind them. Then you said, Tina Marie first. Oh my gosh. See, to me, this ain't even no cap, like the youngsters say. Tina Marie to me is she's one of my favorite all time. It ain't even about black or white. I won't say just my favorite white or female. Tina Marie is one of my favorite female artists, period.
Yes. That's my queen's favorite, too. She really loves her, so I'll shout out to her. I hope you're listening, Queen. We're praying for you, too. excuse me. So sorry, y'all. But, yeah, she was actually they had named her when I did, kind of dig back into this. She was nicknamed the Ivory Queen of Soul. Okay, very talented. She played the keyboards, the congas, 3 times Grammy nominee. We know, what she's done and what she did, but we'll get into it later because she had a tragic accident even before she passed away that I didn't even know about. She got hit in the head with a picture frame. So I was like, man,
what the hell?
That's no pun intended, but that was cold blooded.
What was she doing with a picture frame
in a hotel room.
She was hanging out with them. Wow.
I don't know. Nah, see, that happened in the 2000s, so I don't know.
How you get hit in the head with a picture frame? What the hell?
I just think, why would you have pictures above your head? I'm a big, Oh, so you just think it fell on her head? I don't want nothing hanging up. Yes, it was just an accident.
No.
It was just a freak accident.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, but we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. So, but thank you again for the accolades and stuff. I just try. All I could do is try. And like I said, I'm just so thankful for my time here. Like, for real. You all are really making me feel welcome. But
you the girl.
I'm ready
yeah.
when you are. You.
Let's get into it, Marcy. It's all about you tonight. You the captain of the ship, Marcy. Step on up. It's all about you.
Stepping on up. We stepping on up. We not faking the funk. We on this fabulous Friday, 914-803-4001. Cousin Marcy with Queen Jean in our hearts and our prayers. And Mr. G. Lou, we're going to set
you,
it off one time, Mr. G. Lou. We do love you, Queen. What do we have coming up first on the list? I got to pull that thing back up. Hold on. I got to talking about the people. Like, I'm just playing. Nah, we going to start it off with some real cool dudes, and I'm going to tell you where they from after this. But it's none other than AWB, for short, the average white man. This tune, man, this thing was just so smooth. Yeah, so go on and get in that Cadillac, go on and get in that Regal, go on and get in that ride with them dubs and ride on to a love of your own by Average White Man.
Ooh, and roll them windows up if you got the electric ones, that old school one with the switch. Hit that and let the windows roll up and blow that AC to this one
right
here, y'all. Let's go.
What's cracking? It's your boy OG Arabian Prince from the world's most dangerous group, NWA. I'm on a G New show with my home girl, Queen Jean, the sexy Queen Jean, G Lou, 24/7. Y'all come check this out once a week. You hear this once a week or every day? Once a week, every day. Get on the podcast. Go check it out. Go on the website. Go on the social media. Pump up the G New show and Queen Jean.
Arabian Prince, back with a style of hype, not slowing low with the fast type. Getting dumb, can you hear the drum? Yo,
Oh my gosh, yes, that was, we are back. That was so good, A Love of Your Own by the Average White Man. I'm laughing at myself. I always start singing that Arabian Prince drum. I'll be
singing
it word for word. Arabian Prince.
Hey, that used to be my joint. Hey, did you like that song, Something to Dance To? NWA, that was my shit, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Back with
yes.
the top type.
West
low
Coast
and low.
Fighters.
Back tight. Done.
Right.
On it. Okay. K-Day.
Start pop locking and everything. Arabian Prince. So I'm just playing. All right, we back on Fabulous Fridays. Yeah, so A Love of Your Own by the Average White Band. Most of those members come from Scotland and London. Started in 1965. Just a badass jam right there, man. Just a badass jam.
Who would have thought from London?
Oh, it's a lot of people that we're going to be like, man,
yeah,
they're
the
from there.
Yeah, a lot of them. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Back in the day,
yeah,
they were coming from there for some reason. And had a beautiful sound. You just never would have known. You know, that's crazy. Yeah.
There's a lot that were left off, too, because, like I said, I had to give this one a go first before we got real deep. But part two, we're going to have to fit some of them in, them Depeche Modes and those Tears
for
Fears.
Yeah, we
got to
do a part two.
And, right.
Ooh, Tears for Fears. Duran. God. Okay.
Yeah. I'm that 80s kid. I'm that 70s, 80s kid where I literally grew up with I Want My MTV. Yes.
There you go.
So.
And see, that's what I was telling somebody today, just the 80s, man. I mean, I love the 90s too. That's really when we got active. But the 80s was just, oh my God. All that, like you said, the start of MTV. You know what I mean? It was certain things you remember about the 80s. That was just real key. And just back then, it was so much music. Like you said, it really wasn't about color lines. I mean, we had our own stuff, but you enjoyed all the good music because you saw it, like you said, MTV, and you were exposed. We had Kiss FM, Rick D's. I mean, we just heard the music everywhere. You know what I mean? So it was just great music all around, you know. And a lot of them happened
to
be white.
Drake is played today. Exactly. Like most of them, like I want to say 70%, because our little R&B category was, who do we have, our singers, and then the groups that were starting to get older, like the Temptations, and then you had Jim Baker, but they weren't even competing with them. So and then hip hop came, and then we know the rest of that history. But speaking of hip hop, that'll take us into our one of our next awesome vocalists. We're gonna get into some I keep forgetting. And anybody that doesn't know this by now, you probably shouldn't be listening.
One of my favorites, too. Even though it was really, you know,
version.
This guy right here, that voice, this song right here is just unforgettable. And a beautiful ballad, beautiful song. And, you know, like she said, you're forgetting. So we can't forget.
Yep.
But
you cannot. You cannot. Well, let's get into it. I Keep Forgetting by the wonderful Michael McDonald, a replacement member of the Doobie Brothers. Okay, we'll get into that.
That part. Flashback Friday.
Fabulous Friday.
I'm sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
That's the one right there. Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics with Annie Lennox. Thanks for fitting that in. Shout out right quick to Miss Cynthia Nunn, who does have her food giveaways. I believe it's every Saturday. I was catching a glimpse of her video.
Yes.
Sylvia Nunn Angels.
Yes, tomorrow.
Yes, with the milk. She's going to be doing that tomorrow. So make sure you head on out to Compton, California. Gang Intervention, Gang Expert, ways to donate. I think her Cash App is $SNAngels1CPT. They'll also PayPal me, or you can contact her at www.sylvianunangels.org, and the location is 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California. Yay, yay. Yes,
that's right.
Get that milk.
That part. Yeah, milk. Get that milk. Gotta have that milk.
Need my vitamin D.
That part. Hey, Marcy.
That's a whole nother show.
Marcy.
That is a whole nother show. So how'd you, I just fit that you rhythmics right on in there. I can't believe I have forgot that I was going through the list last night. And I was like, man, I got to get this one on. I forgot about that one. That one goes, just the lyrics. It's just like,
yeah,
man, classic. This is so poignant. That's almost like what's going on in a way. Like everybody
right,
is looking
classic.
For something. And some of
yes,
them want to
yes.
use you. Some of them mm-hmm. want to be used by
abuse
you.
Abuse you.
Right.
Oh, some of them
right.
want to be used by you. Some of them want to use you. Some of them
yeah.
want to be used by you.
Be used
that's
by
cold
you.
Right
yeah.
there.
See, didn't even catch that. Some
Ooh,
of them
wait.
Want to abuse you, and some of them want to be abused.
Ooh,
yep.
Ooh, ooh.
But we're not going to stay stuck on Annie Lennox all day. Before that, we have Michael McDonald, what I keep forgetting.
And she's
and
another
yes,
one.
He was
Hold up.
A,
she's another one from,
uh-huh.
from where is she from?
She's from the UK. And that's
yeah,
one
exactly.
of our
that's
most
what I'm saying. That's another one. Wow.
Divas.
Yeah.
Yes, she's from
yeah.
the UK. That was a UK group. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. All righty, so let's keep this ride going. It's going smooth so
Where
far.
We going,
let's see, who do we have? We're going to go next with this band. I thought they were not where they were from. Tower of Power.
Ooh.
They had an awesome straight
They from
hit.
California.
Very popular. Yes, they're actually from...
Yeah. From the Bay.
Quote me, I believe
they're from the Bay.
It's the Bay. Yeah, they're part of that
yeah.
movement. The Tower of
yeah.
Power from Oakland, California. And they were still on tour up until 2018. But yes, that's one of our Yay Area finest.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
Tower of Power. So what did they say? You're still a young man. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh.
Get into
ooh,
it,
ooh,
Fabulous
ooh.
Fridays. Cousin oh, Marcy, God. Mr. G. Lou, and shout out to Queen Jean. Feel better,
shout
sweet. We love
Jean.
You.
Yay, yay.
Let's go. Shout out to Jane out there. What up, Jane?
for you.
Don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Hey, man, you're my flesh and blood. You're making me make a decision I don't want to make, John. You're my brother, man. Can't you understand that?
Look, being brothers ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I mean, I got a right to live my life the way I want to live it. I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that? Being poor and black don't mean shit. We're living in different times. When you and I were young kids, I mean, there were no heroes. We got all sorts of heroes now. But there's kids out there who look up to me, man.
Man, can't you see that's just teaching black kids to exploit their own kind? And that's sick.
Well, it's not sick, man. It's sick when you got a chance to get out of a rat-infested ghetto and you don't.
Oh, wow, then you've really lost your love for the brothers altogether then, haven't you?
I mean, don't be dropping that brotherly love shit on me, man. I mean, for 5 years I sat up in that place and you never visited me one time, man. You didn't bring me a dime. You didn't write me a letter.
Well, that's because I figured you wanted something better than dimes and letters and visits. So I tried to create some kind of organization that you can use to fight the system that's been fucking with you. You too goddamn brainwashed to use it.
I just wanted to see you, man. That's all.
That's all. That's all, Marcy. I just wanted to see you. That's all. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, that was from, what was that, from the Mac? And also
the
that
Mac.
Was the beginning of Brothers Gonna Work It Out.
Brothers Gonna Work It Out. Come on now.
Yes, on that's now. that's a dope song right there. Still ain't seen the Mac. That's one of the movies.
You ain't seen the Mac.
Ben.
Mars.
Nah, that's one, like, my dad,
Mars,
he wasn't
saying. Stop
it.
Don't even
he
say that.
Like,
you
shouldn't
even
don't
say that, Mars.
Even
you
grown,
have not
I,
seen
I don't
the
even
Mac?
Want to, no, I have not seen it all the way through. I know the soundtrack up and down, but I have never seen the movie all the way through. Maybe one
so
day.
So why is
maybe
that?
One day.
You didn't
when
want
I'm
to?
When I'm grown. I just
Marcy,
didn't want to
movie.
After I was old enough. I know.
Marcy,
I
that's
know,
a bad
I
movie. You need to watch that. Seriously, that's a bad movie. I mean, take all
yeah.
the whatever out of it, but that
right.
is a bad movie. Seriously.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor
yeah.
is in there.
a bad movie.
I know. Yeah, I've seen clips and things like that, and I've seen, like, memes, and, like, I know the soundtrack, but I'm going to make it a point. Maybe I'll get one more movie night with my queen before she heads back home. We'll see, and I'll
pick
that one.
You got to watch that, Marge. How about Superfly? You seen that?
The only parts. That was another band.
What is going on?
They're very, very sheltered.
Well,
you're
grown now.
I didn't need to see
you
that.
You're grown now. That's good. You were sheltered. You were a good girl. You raised some beautiful young princesses, too. But you're grown now, okay?
Right. Yeah. I'm going to have to check those out. I had another. I don't know. I think I had another little bias towards it, too. Not because they were kind of like those exploitation films when they came out. It was like, okay,
but,
we were
but
totally
take the bias
opposite.
I understand, because a lot of those black boy temptation, I didn't care for, like, a lot of, I love Pam Grier, but a lot of those movies she was in, I didn't care for, but some of them were cool. A lot of that stuff was just a little too much, but I'm telling you, out of those black exploitation films, The Mac, Superfly, maybe a couple more, but those are must, those were the top, those were just, I mean, those were culture changers. Like certain movies have, you know, just like the 70s, just like the 90s had Menace, Boys in the Hood, certain just films were, you know, just, you know, regardless of what, how they were depicted or whatever, they were still, those were the ones, you know what I mean? Like The Mac is a classic, and Superfly.
Yeah, right.
Please believe me.
Yeah, I'm going to catch on up. Well, we're going to do another movie soundtrack
hold on,
hopefully one day. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that. I was going to say we got a caller. I thought you was about to go to the song. We got a couple callers, actually.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Go to the, of course, callers first. Thank you for calling.
Callers.
Hello. Fabulous Friday.
Caller. My name is caller.
Caller
number 23. I'm caller number 23. What's
you
going
did not
on?
Win,
big homie?
Caller number 23.
What up, big homie?
Yes. Hey, man, what's going on, sir?
Hey, man, it's all about you.
The playlist tonight, man, I'm kind of impressed, too, because a lot of white artists that I've been listening from the onset. She went there. She went there.
Yes,
I'm sure she got some Bee Gees up in there, too, somewhere.
Oh, no, sweetie, don't let it out the bag. Don't let the cat out the bag.
No,
I know.
No, I was just guessing because I'm figuring that, you know, it just popped in my head. But, yeah, man, it's very, very, very impressive tonight because a lot of white artists, I guess they had the soul up in them from the beginning, you know what I mean? So they did what they did. And everybody that you played, those are all complete hit records. So if you didn't know, like G. Lou said earlier, if you didn't know that they was white, you never would even consider it. Michael McDonald or Tina Marie. Those there, ain't no way you would have thought Tina Marie. That's the reason why they didn't want to put her face on the album cover at first. They were scared that she would turn against her if she was white.
Exactly. Yep. They questioned her often, and they did not. On her first album, she was not on that album cover. You are absolutely correct.
No, they were afraid. Yep. They were afraid. And Cousin Martin, if I was you, I wouldn't watch The Mac because, you know, Goldie had an effect on women. He had a real effect on women. And, you know, once you start making in your ear, you know.
That's funny. See, I'll be taking his cues and using his line. I don't know. That's just like, I can see that kind of stuff, and it's just, I don't know, it's just funny to me. But I'm going to check it out.
Look, Marcy, I think you would like, even over Superfly, I think you would like The Mac, because even though The Mac is The Mac and Goldie was pimping, he was a different kind of Mac and a different kind of pimp. You know what I mean? He came in the game, everything. He was like a honest. I don't know. It's different. So I think you will have a heart for Goldie. Seriously, I think you need to watch that movie.
Oh yeah, he was smooth. Man, he was smoother than 180 count silk sheets.
Yeah.
He was smooth with it.
Right.
But
awesome,
I tell you one thing.
Awesome actor, very talented brother, very talented.
I tell you one thing. If I was you, Cousin Marcy, do not watch Willie Dynamite. If you can't handle
Ooh,
the Mac,
that's a whole different.
You really
oh,
can't hold
Lord.
Your dynamite. Don't watch Willie Dynamite.
I've seen snippets of him
that's
too.
Different,
like,
that's
I think
a whole different ball game,
sweet.
Yeah,
right.
You don't want to fuck
exactly.
with Willie, man. You don't want to fuck with Willie, man.
That was a real.
Yeah, you don't
want to
do that.
Well,
that's
a
whole
do a
different
movie
game.
Challenge. I'll watch those. I'll watch those, and y'all watch. Black Dynamite, so that's just making fun of all those kind of movies. But it was pretty dope, though. It was a comedy, but it was really
But no,
really
but no, that
Michael
Black
John
Dynamite,
White.
That yeah, that was the newer version, but Willie Dynamite is the first one. The
no,
original.
I know,
and,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
right,
okay, I got
right.
you, okay, okay.
Right, yeah. See, I'll keep it comfortable.
My bad.
Always trying to laugh.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Always trying to laugh, yeah. But, yes, yeah, stay here, Mr. Tweed, we do have the BGs definitely coming up, and hope you enjoy the ride.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
What we got up next, Mark? We had a caller, but they dropped. But go ahead, Marcy. What we got
they
next?
They left us. Alrighty, so we're just going to keep this thing moving and grooming, jamming and slamming. We're going to go to a little low down. We don't like nobody
Ooh.
Low down. Mr. Bob
Gags,
former member of
okay,
the
now.
Steve Miller Band, a real OG. Family
here with
Steve Miller
used to
get the fisticuffs.
It's OG shit, right? Uh-huh. You got to put your lopes
right?
on for this one, please.
Oh,
and
yes.
make that
no
dang cop. Fabulous Friday.
We rolling down King Boulevard, Santa Barbara Boulevard. Let's go.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street. Talking out loud, saying you bought us this and that, how much you done spent. I swear you must believe it's all heaven sent. Hey boy, better bring the check around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down. Taught her how to talk like that. That big idea. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table and drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn it maybe to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess. Hey son, better get on back to town. Baby, the sad old truth, the dirty law down. Put those ideas in your head.
Spot, the original ghetto boy, and I'm rocking with the G-Lu show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boys for Life, Chip Ward Finest, Houston, Texas.
Hey, what's up? This is L.A. Sunshine of the Treacherous Three. You're tuned into the G-Lu show on Flashback Fridays. Peace.
Yay,
we are back.
Yay. That's what's up. Real recognizable, real. We are back. That was Bob Skaggs with Lowdown. And shout out.
I wonder,
me. I'm always
going to
say something about Snoop. Snoop Dogg did sample that featuring Uncle Chuck. Wonder What It Do on Documentary in 2011. So, yes, I always got to talk about my Snoopy. Oh.
It's all good. How about some good news from Snoopy and Dre in the lab? We hear it's another Dre and Snoop album coming soon. Can we you know what I mean, put that in the air?
Yeah, we gotta put that all the way
in the air. Long overdue.
That's gonna have to be a world premiere.
Yeah, speaking of Snoop, I'm like you. I love Snoop definitely over the year. Like one of the, I mean, come on, we got to give it to him, the coldest to do it. You know what I mean? From L.A., but from the period. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted Snoop has put out a lot of dope albums and a lot of stuff. But it's just always, I'm sure people can agree, we have been missing just another solid Dre produce Snoop album. I mean, I don't know why we haven't got. I understand over the years, but I don't see why it only makes sense. It makes dollars and cents, and it only makes sense to all the fans
right.
and everyone just to give one more Dogg and Dre album, fully produced by Dre and Dogg, whether it be Doggy Style 2, Crime, whatever you want to call it. But we need that. You know what I mean? I think it's only right before both of them check out. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case, there's no reason we should not have a Dogg and Dre album. Period.
It could be politics and timing. They both are very
always
busy young
politics,
men. Like
timing,
Snoop,
all of that.
He's all over the place. Like he is all over that place. Like he said, he barely took a vacation this year out of what 30 years. Like because he's going here, he goes overseas, he goes there. But yeah, the man probably might not ever have had a real vacation. So yeah, whatever they're gonna be bringing to us, salute. We need to probably try to premiere that and do a review and all that good stuff. But I can't wait either, because if it wasn't for no 1, 2, 3 into the float, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Yeah, where would we be? It's nothing like that. Classic. Can't wait. You know. Wow, we are halfway done. What is happening? What is
in the
happening?
Second hour. What's poppin', Marcy? What we got for him?
Just another shout-out to Miss Cynthia Nunn. We're going to have that giveaway tomorrow. So if you need your leche, your milk, please go and see her. We'll get the address again before we get off the air tonight. Shout-out to Tweet Cadillac calling in. Yay, yay.
Tweet
Thank
Cadillac,
you,
baby.
914-803-4001 is the call-in number. You can press 1 and just hold on for Gila to bring you on to talk. I am Cousin Marcy, and you're in the midst of another Fabulous Fridays, where we're highlighting Blue-Eyed Soul, that good old Blue-Eyed
Soul.
That Wonder Bread news. I saw that from this blogger I like. But let's keep it going. We not go hold on too much longer. So what we're gonna this next one, yes, a sample by Tupac. Maybe I know a lot of the samples because of hip hop. This one, yeah, this one right here is a gem. I do remember this one when I was a kid though, because they did play it on easy listening stations. But we're talking about What You Won't Do by Mr. Bobby Caldwell. And a lot of people still don't even know he's Blue Eyed.
What I'm saying. You would not know. These artists right here were so cold that you would never know.
Yep.
But you're going to learn today.
Play them instruments, too. You're going to learn today. Let's go.
I searched to find a love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you. And I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you. And I can't.
I would not do.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me.
Well, I'm in the days from your love, you see.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you,
and I can't let go. What I would not do.
Make me do for love
what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Caldwell on those vocals, that guitar and that piano. Mr. Bobby Caldwell hails from Manhattan, New York City. Man, they lift him straight as R&B, blue eyes, soul with smooth jazz.
Mm.
Wow. Gone, Bobby. Fabulous Friday, the Cousin Marcy and Mr. G. Lou. Yeah, shout out to Bobby Caldwell. Shoot, all these artists for tonight. They got us jamming. I thought I was going to have y'all bored. Like, I really was nervous about this one, but.
Nah, this is good.
I'm glad
right
it's,
here.
Like, turning out okay.
Yeah, this is good.
The easy listening paid off. It paid off.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's see. We're going to skip on down the road and keep it going.
He's
we do
down,
have another.
Down the road.
He's on down the road. They was watching The Wiz in here the other day. We're going to go to Simply Red. Yes.
Ooh,
holding back the years.
It.
This guy,
don't do it,
he kicked in the door when he came
do
through.
It,
yeah,
Marcy.
We got to get this one off. Let's go.
It's the cold one right
Simply
here.
Red. Holding back the years. And I want everybody to hit that note at the end. Fabulous Fridays.
Wow. Yes, sir. that never gets old right there. It just doesn't. That's a cold jam right there. Simply Red. Another one from, where are they from?
Simply Red is from the UK as well.
Wow.
United Kingdom.
UK.
British.
Wow. UK got a lot of people
Manchester,
came out of the
England.
UK, man. Wow.
Oh, Manchester, England. Oh, and it's actually a band.
Yeah.
It's not, his name is Simply Red, but it's actually a band. Yep.
Wow. Good selection tonight, Marcy.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
914-803-4001. We are going to have tap in or tap out. Press 1 to speak if you do happen to call in. We thank you so much for listening to Fabulous Fridays tonight. Mr. G. Lou, Cousin Marcy, and Queen Jean in our thoughts and prayers.
Queen
we
Jean.
Love you, boo. Yay, yay. So actually,
we
got a caller. Hey. Hi, caller. Welcome to Fabulous Fridays. The Blue Eyes.
What's
no
up,
edition.
New? What's up, new old school? What's up, new old school? This is Travis Sophia. What's going on?
I know that voice. How you doing, cousin?
So, what up?
You got your two times.
You are killing the game.
Yes.
This is a good one. I am all in, honey.
Thank you. What's up with you? I heard y'all getting together tomorrow. I'm mad I ain't going to be there. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. We're going to have to do another one then. We're just going to have to do another one. Got to take care of Queen, though. Man, that, whatever this 24-hour bud, we're going to pray that it's just a 24-hour.
Yeah. Shout out to Queen, man.
That's
praying
it.
For you, Queen.
That
we love you.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's what's happening here. But this is a good one. I have several requests.
Uh-oh,
oh,
look at you.
Oh, okay. Let me get the pen. Oh,
right,
get the
several.
Pen. What you got going, cousin?
Listen, y'all. You just played what I was gonna ask for, Bobby Caldwell. I was like, okay, I gotta hear that. And it came right on before I even got through, but that was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Georgie Porgy? Remember Georgie Porgy?
Yes,
Totem.
Is
Georgie Porgy.
Yes, Toto.
What about in the air tonight, Phil Collins?
You are. That's next. We got that one coming up. We got one for Queen,
tight.
And I got to dedicate to her. And then,
we got that coming.
We got you.
Now, if you have a little more time, I know you already got your playlist, but if you have a little more time, remember, I don't know if you remember this, Marcy. This is way back. Remember Fly Like an Eagle by
Steve Miller. Yes. I just mentioned him. Yes. I'm old. Remember, I rode in a car with your uncles in the early 80s. I'm old.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Easy listed all the way. We got you, fam. Oh, my gosh. We got
right.
you.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Oh, please, don't even. I had to. You guys are doing wonderful. You sound wonderful. This is beautiful.
Thank you, cousin. We got your request coming, okay?
All right. You guys have a good one.
All right. Much love.
Bless. Peace.
Bye.
That's love right there. I love her, man. Hey, what was the second one? Fly Like an Eagle. Who sang that?
That's by the Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller Band, because there's a couple of people who did by the Steve Miller Band. Okay.
It's a couple, and Seal remade it. So, and he's also from the UK. So we're not getting away from the UK.
That
today.
Doggone Seal, boy. Seal's a cold player right there. That Joker looked like a Seal, but he was a cold player, though. Seal had him, though, boy.
Yeah.
Seal was cold with it. Shout out to Seal, man.
Yeah.
He was a cold dude, bro.
Shout out to you, Seal. And shout out to our callers. We thank you so much on this Fabulous Friday. Yeah, that was the so we got that. We're going to put that on there. And also, Georgie Porgy by Toto, we got you.
Yeah.
So let's see. who? Oh, okay. This one was actually for Queen. We're going to go back to our Maria. That's her real name, Tina Marie with Deja Vu.
Oh, my God. Don't do it to them. They're not ready for this.
Mary Christine Brockert. Mary Christine Brockert. Also better known as Tina Marie, Deja Vu.
From Venice, California, West Side, Venice Beach.
West Side.
Brace yourself, people.
For real, though.
Oh, What's Happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Okay, well, if you can, check this one out right here. Going out to Marcy, that's one of those ones right there. That's
tick tock tick.
Wow.
Tick tock tick.
Shout out to Cousin Sophie.
It just keeps
going.
Yes. Great selection.
Where we at with it,
fabulous
Marcy?
Fabulous Fridays.
Fabulous, fabulous.
We is just winding on down. Right? We winded down now on this fabulous Friday Blue Eyes Soul special. We're going to get into what everybody probably was waiting for. Shout out to Miami Vice. They drilled this in our head, the first episode ever on TV. But it's none other than Phil Collins in the Air of Night. Nice urban legend about this song. He wrote this song after he caught his then wife cheating in the next room with his best mate. Hailing also from the UK. Let's get into it and everybody get your air drums ready so you can hit that solo in the air of the night.
Buddy was in the next room.
Let's
go. Wow. Okay. I can hear it. I can hear it in the air. I can hear it. I can smell it.
Right.
Let's go, y'all.
And then you listen. You listen to the lyrics, and it's like, whoa, she did it.
Wow. Hold up. You're going to make me listen to this a whole different way. I'm going to listen to this a whole different way now. I never do that. Now I got to listen differently. Let's go, y'all. Another performance. That's another.
That's not soul. I don't know what that is.
Blue-Eyed Soul.
Yeah, that's white soul. White soul. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was the one.
Wow.
I just almost beat my table down to the ground playing the drums.
Wow.
That
breakdown. Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's the coldest breakdown ever.
So the people, they got to check out Genesis, too. That's the group he started with, Genesis. That was also a great group.
Shit,
when you get on Genesis, you're going to navigate over. You probably will bump into a little Queen. Yes, Queen, don't be disgruntled by the name. That actually is a very good group. And then we also, that's Steve Miller, just to say a little bit about that. Which one?
Yeah. What was it? They always
We Will Rock You.
We will
at the
rock
football
you.
Games.
Yeah, everywhere.
That's Queen.
Okay.
Yep. So they play that everywhere. They didn't make the list this time, but hopefully maybe part two. We will get Queen in there, and but we gonna keep this thing going for we run out of little time. Who we got?
Give me a good one, Mark.
We got the good one. Shout out to Tweet Cadillac. Yes, we did have them on the list. We about to speed it up right fast, and then we gonna get into some guitar magic, okay? With another one of the Bay's own. We're gonna do "Staying Alive" by the Bee Gees, and then we're gonna get into some "Black Magic Woman" by Carlos Santana. Yes, had the pleasure of seeing him live. Mm. He is the truth. Know that. Carlos Santana. And, of course, the Bee Gees. Get into it. Get your dancing shoes.
Hey, y'all, we
now
here. Fabulous Friday. Blue Eyed Soul. We doing it for the white boys tonight that got soul.
You can't tell by the way I use.
Stayin' alive.
Short, but I definitely had to slide that one in there. Hall and Oates, one of the baddest duos to do it. Well, yeah, we got a few minutes left. What we got, Marcy? We got time for some more?
Yeah, you could just take us out. We still got You're the Only Woman, Ambrosia, and then I did want to fit in the Robert Palmer, Mercy, Mercy Me, his rendition, and he also snuck in a little I Want You, so we could do another little tribute to Michael Henderson, because he wrote that for Marvin, so we could take them out with that, Ambrosia and Robert Palmer.
Okay, cool. All righty.
All right. Or anything you want to pick off the end of the list that you see that looks familiar, Your Show, Lay 'Em Down. We got it going on. We is almost out of here.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Oh, Ambrosia. I got this on vinyl.
Let's go.
Fabulous Friday. You said you the only one, girl.
Talk about the things I do, but baby, I'll try and explain the reasons why, 'cause I've been thinking about the things that you said late last night with me, through what I said just didn't come out right, and you were so afraid that I found someone new, but darling, well, there's no
oh,
Okay. Hold on. I got to give Marcy her time because we gotta. It's winding down, Marcy. We got a couple minutes left, but before we exit, I want to let you, give your spiel because you did that tonight. Salute to Marcy.
Thank you so much. Salute the Fabulous Fridays, Mr. G. Lou, Queen Jean. We miss you, Queen, and please feel better. All the artists, shout out to anyone who ever picked up a drumstick, a pick, a reed, a cymbal. You know, we heard some real deal instruments tonight, some really good music, so I really appreciate the time, and hopefully it's a part of it. Thank you for all the callers. Let's go ahead and be out. Everybody have a great
my
weekend.
Bad. That was,
stay safe.
They cut us off. Go ahead.
You're fine. Oh, no, you're fine. I know they're about to kick us, boot us right on off. So have a good weekend, everyone. Stay prayed up. And peace and love.
There it is. Peace and love, y'all. We out. See y'all on Sunday, OG Sundays. Peace and love.
Yay.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Mr. G. Lou.
All right.
Take us out with, that's what I was about to say. Come back next Friday. Fabulous Friday.
Yay.
Trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear.